going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Glad to have you listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, guys. Here's the deal. Braves back at it tonight. And we're going to talk about why last night was such a big deal for our Braves. Grant is going to join us. Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, coming up here in less than 10 minutes. But as we start this hour, there is some breaking news out of the NBA, and I think it's huge.
Yeah.
This comes from Shams Charania, who says that the Buss family, Jeannie Buss, is entering an agreement to sell a majority ownership of the Los Angeles Lakers. The gentleman who is buying a majority stake is named Mark Walter. He also owns the Dodgers. He has a company, a holding company, TWG Global, bottom line, multi-billionaire. Jeannie Buss will continue to serve in her role as governor after the sale is done. But this is the first time that the Buss family won't have a majority of ownership stake, going back to her father, obviously.
Like 79, right?
Yeah. Who really built this and built this aura around the Lakers and brought in star power and was never afraid to do things. And that includes Jeannie. I mean, you know, her relationship with Kobe and Shaq and even LeBron. But big news in the NBA, Mike, because, again, one of the storied franchises being sold, as the Celtics were just a few years ago, and now they're up for sale again.
Now, the question is, he's always expected to be opting out of his $52.6 million deal. In this case, take a little bit off to help bring some more guys in. Do you think there's any bearing on him sticking around?
I don't know. I know he has a great relationship with her. Rob Pelinka is the general manager, guys. He is ahead of all these personnel moves. Pelinka, for those who don't know, at one point was Kobe's agent. And had multiple guys in the NBA, but has seamlessly fit into that role for the Lakers. And I don't know, Mike, but we're going to find out what this means long term. But let's be honest, LeBron, even if he plays two more years, I'd be surprised. We keep thinking he's going to say, I'm done. This is it. Is he going to come into the season and say, this is going to be my last year? And then as he makes his way around the league, like Kareem or Doc J or any of these greats, every arena
farewell
salutes
tour,
him.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that. But the fact that the Buss family is selling a majority ownership in the Lakers is a big deal. And everybody said, again, you know, what happens once Jeannie says, I'm done with this or I want to move on? But I will also say this. Magic Johnson is a part of the ownership group
Dodgers
that owns
group,
the
yep.
Dodgers. And him and Mark Walter are great friends. So my guess is, Mike, and Jeannie and Magic damn near grew up together when he got to L.A. I feel like he's really involved behind the scenes as to how to maneuver this, and that's why she's going to remain as governor after the sale. But this is big news.
All right, man. Now, again, as we said, that's a team that the reason we're talking about this is one of the most recognizable squads in the world, and it's never been – out of the Buss family, as we said, in over almost 40-some-odd years. So, huge story. We'll see where it goes. We talked to Sam Mitchell earlier. If you missed that, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. Yeah, it was pretty funny. We were asking him about what the Hawks should be doing, amongst other things, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and we were talking about the Celtics, right? The Celtics, what did they sell for? $6.1 billion?
Yeah. That's going to be interesting to see. I'm just curious because that's a new owner now dealing with these contracts and, you know, what happens, you know, with, you know, with knowing that they may be tweaking some of these deals or moving on from some guys. And maybe that's the end of this current composition of the window for the Celtics.
Yeah, it easily could be. Hey, man, we're going to talk some Falcons baseball front and center because we are trying to chase down these Mets who are now 12 in front of us after last night, 10 behind the Phillies. That's to win this division. But the wild card, as Mike and I keep talking about, that's my focus. Let's keep cutting that number down. That's more realistic.
Hey, first step last night. And now the Mets have lost four in a row. We'll get into it with Grant. And you've got Chris Sale on the bump against the guy's got an ERA over six. So all of a sudden now, you know, we went from the darkest and the bleakest, which may have been that Diamondbacks game where they're getting swept by San Francisco. But all of a sudden, as you said, stack some wins. Win 8 of 10. Six of, I don't know how you're going to quantify it. They've got now six of their next nine games against the Mets. That was the first of seven. But all of a sudden, the Mets now feeling heat, the media up on them, because now they look a little fallible, don't they?
Well, we've won 5 of 7 since that 3-14 skid. And right. That's the key. That may have been the worst skid, and it was, that we've seen in, you know, 7-8 years. I don't think we're going to go on another skid like that, but that really puts you behind the eight ball. This hour brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Acuna's been the spark guy since coming back. He's been absolutely incredible, an incredible catch last night in the top of the ninth inning, and then doubles up Pete Alonso. That was the play that saved the game for me. And, you know, for Acuna, he's the NL Player of the Week, for those who don't know. So he comes back. He's not only raking all the numbers, average, home runs for his at-bats, OPS, everything is off the charts. If he can do those things, and Ozuna keeps playing like he is, Mike, we need those other guys to continue to play as well as they are.
And as we said, vote early, vote often for Acuna. And let's, you know, let's get him All-Star in. Game coming up, and we got more than enough time to pad their stats and convince everybody else, but everyone knows what he is. You know, real quick before we talk in depth on the Falcons, I thought this was kind of wacky.
Okay.
The other day, I reposted this tweet that was out there from NFC South News, and basically it was Michael Penix, our quarterback, listing his top five favorite quarterbacks to watch growing up.
All right.
And the list was 5, Troy Aikman, 4, Boomer Esiason, 3, Dan Marino, 2, Steve Young, and number 1, our good friend Warren Moon. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. He watched a lot of tape because he certainly watched this live because these guys are all retired.
Yeah.
But it got people all saying, when the hell was he watching these guys? and like one guy was a voice, and I was like, well, they had a Betamax? I mean, look, you can find, you can go on YouTube and find video. But maybe, just maybe, he is a student of the game. Mm. And it is kind of interesting that those are the guys that he emulates because, as we know, of all those quarterbacks, only Steve Young was the guy that probably moved around the most in the pocket. Troy could move, but he was a pocket passer. Same goes for Boomer Esiason. And obviously Marino and Warren made their money in the pocket.
Yeah, both great pocket passers. Look,
I like it. I kind of dig it.
I like it because he understands the history of the game. Like, he's just not in the now moment. You could easily say quarterbacks of the last 10 years, how easy would it have been for him to say Brady?
Right.
Manning. Right. Like, that's easy. And I think part of what Mike's saying is, I think we do have a student of the game. Guys, I'm telling you, I've already been told this, first in the building. He's there every day when he has to be, when they're required to be there, last to leave. He is a guy that gets it. And it wouldn't surprise me, Mike, to your point about how much he's watched these guys. Who knows? He may have met a few of them along the way in his journey. Who knows? But at the end of the day, his five are his five. Why are you tripping?
What was that movie with Anthony Michael Hall where he played the young quarterback? Like, was it Johnny something? Garrett's too young for this movie. It was a horrible football movie about a college recruit, and he would watch Johnny Be Good.
Yes.
And he would watch day-to-day. He'd be watching tape of the quarterbacks while he'd be playing drums.
That's right.
That was his process. It made no sense. I get it. Not as good as the program. Not as good as Friday Night, like, not even close.
All right.
But just it's just stuck in my head. That was his method of watching quarterbacks on tape while he's behind a drum kit.
I like it, Mike. And again,
my Penix is doing that.
No. I have no issues with it. By the way, let's all hope he plays as well as any of those guys. Okay?
I just love the fact that a dude knows who Warren Moon is. I mean, we know. I mean, but a guy who's, you know, not yet even 25 has that kind of knowledge. And you know me, Carl always laughs whenever you interview Dan Marino. Carl's like, "You're gonna cry? Shut up." Yeah, just love Danny Boy.
Man crush. Yeah, look, I think also, Mike, there is, being a black quarterback and knowing the history of black quarterbacks in the NFL probably plays into that.
Right.
So, I mean, again, it would have been easy, and he's already talked about. He says he met Mike Vick like 8 times. Every time he sees him, everybody goes, "Oh, it's the first time you met Mike Vick?" Yeah. It's the first time we've met each other. Dude, he's like, I've met him eight or nine times. We've talked numerous times. But I think you also know the history of the game with those particular guys, and that may be why he's enamored with a guy like Warren Moon, who was unbelievable. Take Warren Moon out of the CFL and put him in the NFL. His numbers are off the charts. He blows everybody away.
Right. Unfortunately, he had to deal with that constant, you know, all the racism and the stigma of the black quarterback. And he's one of my favorite interviews every time I get a chance to talk to Warren.
Good dude. All right, let's talk about something else real quick about the Falcons. We're going to talk more Braves coming up. Big game tonight to win this series, and that's what it's all about. But, Mike, we are approaching with our Falcon team if we do not achieve our goal. And the goal is playoffs, guys. Where we go from there, can we just get there? But if that doesn't happen, you're talking about some of the future players that their futures may be in jeopardy. Look, Drake London, if we didn't make the playoffs this upcoming season, right, does that affect whether he gets paid here, whether he wants to be here? A guy like Caleb McGarry, who you've always had an issue as far as feeling like we could upgrade with. But guess what? If we win, maybe McGarry's one of the big reasons why. Again, the blind side of Michael Penix. Caden Ellis has been a really good player for us. All of these guys are going to be potentially unrestricted free agents in 2026. You start talking about how this team changes, and is it for the better? Because if we're not in the playoffs, these are the decisions that are going to be made, and they may be made by another front office.
Right. I had to change the narrative on McGarry because I've always felt he was a weak link, but he does enough, certainly moving forward, the run game, and they're not complaining. They're not worried about him protecting the blind side of Michael Penix as a lefty. So I'll get off that argument because they ain't bothering the Falcons. No point in complaining about it. But then you get into, you know, Caden Ellis. I think he's been a good role player. And solid. I just think they wasn't used properly by Jimmy Lake earlier in the year. And I thought you sort of saw his where he was supposed to be on the field change once we presume Raheem was taken over. But Drake's a rock star. Drake's like one of those elites now. He's a top 10 receiver, maybe on the cusp of top three. So that's a guy you want to keep. And then Bijan, of course, you know, eventually you will have to pay him. That's why this Kyle Pitts thing becomes a total luxury item. Even if Kyle Pitts has a better than average year, it's like mazel tov and God bless. There's just not going to be enough money for all our skill position guys, let alone those other pieces you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's a great point. And look, for Kyle, obviously you want to play well, not only for your personal benefit, but also, Mike, even if you're not here, the value of what the perceived value is.
Contract year, man.
Yeah, so there's a lot at stake for him. But it's interesting to think, okay, we all feel like, at least I do, we're going to get there. I felt that way last year, and things went sideways. But I do. I feel like we're going to get there. I think the team has improved, and I think we're better, but they got to prove it on the field. But God forbid if we don't, there are going to be a lot of changes. And you start looking at some of the personnel and even some of the key pieces. You would hate to draft a guy like Drake, see his development, Mike, with, you want to say the kind of quarterbacks he played with? You want to say it?
Right.
Bums. And how well he's played, and then potentially lose him because he's like, you know what, this is not going anywhere. This is the, you know, this is the beauty of these rookie deals where you can say, all right, yeah, we picked up your fifth-year option, but if the team doesn't come legit, right, you kind of go, all right, I don't know if I want to be here. And I'm not saying Drake London would say that, but, like, at this point, that's how I feel about him. I think he's about to take the next step to be one of the top receivers.
We only have three games to gauge it, but as we always go back to, you know, the relationship he's forged in a short period of time with Drake London, how Drake speaks about him, what you saw in the game against Carolina. Guy scored 38 points in his third game as an NFL quarterback, and you lost. Because your defense was that pathetic against Bryce Young and the Panthers, so I'm with the the guy just hit us up on the text line. He goes, you know, yeah. If you look at Pitts, the production's not there. He was 22nd in receptions, 13th in yards, and tied I think was with five touchdowns. That's about seventh best. So you gotta look at it this way, guys. Carl just gave you a bunch of names of guys we presume we're going to sign. Bijan, number one. Drake, you know, even though Drake was drafted before him, those are the linchpin guys, and you can't have it all. You start getting into those scenarios like, you're telling me you're going to, if Pitts balls out, you can't even franchise tag him based on where we're going to be cap-wise. You could argue against it. Maybe that'll be a great problem and a good conversation to have at the end of the season where Pitts gets back to being a 1,000-yard receiver, establishes himself as an elite, and then Murphy's Law, we won't have enough money to pay him.
Let's hope that we get into the playoffs and we're not having to worry about these problems. And as we become the more attractive team around the league that guys want to come to, Mike, because of Michael Penix and because of Bijan and Drake, that those things are happening, not the latter. We're coming back. Big game tonight, but last night was big in its own right because we snapped a consecutive one-run loss streak that needed to be snapped, and we needed to do it in the worst way. We'll talk with Grant McCauley next.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Grant McCauley's here to talk some Braves, and finally, Grant, 10-game consecutive one-run loss comes to an end, and what a way to break the streak. Those are the things that come back to bite us, right? I mean, we could talk about all these mistakes, but we got to find ways to win these one-run games, and we did last night.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think that's, you know, this type of win that you hope will push you in the right direction. Maybe you can start to build on something like that. I feel like there were a lot of good moments inside that game that we can talk about, both on the mound, and defensively speaking, obviously at the plate. And, you know, all of it added up to a very much needed 5-4 victory for the Braves. They snapped, as you mentioned, a string of 10 consecutive losses in games decided by a single run. They're still going to have to improve in that department going forward, but those are the kind of games that you need definitely to start stacking up, and they got to keep winning series. So I think we know that as they're in this stretch of 13 games against the NL East and 7 of those against the Mets, 3 more against the Phillies, you got to win these series.
It's funny, we were thinking, oh boy, here we go again with Schwellenbach, you know, giving up that little flare down the side. And again, I thought maybe, you know, we all figured Acuna would get there, but he more than makes up for it, Grant, with that unbelievable catch and then doubling up Soto.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, sometimes you appreciate when somebody else has something happen to them that is not fortunate, like Juan Soto losing track of where the ball was and if it was caught. Look, they can get upset at the umpire if they want to, but, you know, at first base and third base, they put guys in your same uniform out there to coach you on the bases. So if you have any question about where the ball is, maybe pick up one of those guys, because the first base coach was just waving his arms emphatically, you got to get back, you got to get back. And, you know, those are the kind of things that I feel like haven't really gone the Braves' way. So it was nice to see that incredible catch by Ronald, heads-up play to get it back to first base as quickly as possible. And, you know, you're not going to get them all. And I think that it's nice to see the way that he's moving in the outfield. You're not going to be able to make every single play, but I think he's a net positive in a lot of different ways, and we're seeing the ways that he can affect the game.
Yeah, I said, Grant, I trust the knee. It's not my knee, but I was concerned about how active he would be out there. You know, I mean, is he really going to be able to do some of the things that we expect? he leaps for that ball last night, and I'm with you. And I'm like, okay. By the way, Acuna, NL Player of the Week. And that's another thing to put, you know, a notch to put in his belt as he strives to be an all-star here in Atlanta come next month. But he has been, since coming back May 23rd off the IL, on fire, right? I mean, what is he hitting? He's almost hitting .400 since coming back.
Yeah, no, he's been raking and getting on base at an incredibly high clip. I mean, you just kind of wondered, I mean, when were the Braves going to be able to set the table and create consistently some opportunities to score some runs? And look, Ryle's doing his part, and it's going to take other guys, you know, the Marcelo Zunas and Austin Riley's and Matt Olson's, to really come through, because there are some definite holes in this lineup that you're going to have to get more out of. Specifically, offensively speaking, your middle infielders are not giving you much. Your center fielder has not been able to give you as much as you need from him either. And then you look at the left field situation, where the Braves are pretty much statistically about the bottom of the barrel when it comes to their collective production from that spot. So that's four spots in your lineup that are below average. It puts a lot of pressure on the Acunas and the Rileys and the Olsons and the likes of having to pick up and do more, because if they don't get it done, where are you going to find it? And that's kind of a far cry from the Braves we saw a couple of years ago, when it seemed like there was at times nowhere to go in the lineup to get an out.
Right. And by the way, I mentioned Schwellenbach. As Grant McCauley joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Anything you see last night that he's got to work on, or is it just, you felt the effort was pretty strong?
No, it was a strong effort. I mean, you tip your cap to Juan Soto. He's one of the great hitters in the sport. So, you know, that home run, I got no problem with. And solo home runs in general, I mean, this will happen every once in a while. But really, he was one diving catch attempt away from being able to skirt out of there without his line looking as wonky as it did. But the way that he pitched, I felt like was better than the line. And the fact that he got through seven allowed you to utilize the exact relievers that you wanted and needed to win that game ultimately in 10 innings and not have to empty out the bullpen and use two or three other arms.
I was just going to say the follow. Yeah, Johnson, Lee, and then Carl and I touched on it. Iglesias, and that's got to be a huge confidence builder for him last night.
It does. I asked Brian Snitker about that before the game today. I just said, you know, what you've seen from Rysell in these last few outings has to really have you feeling like he's finding himself again. He said, yeah, I mean, these are the kind of outings that build confidence. And my follow-up to that was, and it seems like, I mean, you need confidence in every role in just about any sport, but closer seems to be one where it matters a little bit more. And he said, it absolutely does. The guys that can do that job, that's what makes them great. And Rysell's been one of those guys. He knows how to do it. They just are trying to get him back to that from a confidence standpoint, especially right now with this little reset that we've seen, because they know how important he is to this bullpen and this club.
All right, let's look ahead just a little. Tonight, Chris Sale, Paul Blackburn. Blackburn has not been good, and I hope we're able to jump on top of him. But this resurgence with Sale, where he's just slowly but surely worked his ERA down and just, you know, has turned into the guy that we've become accustomed to, especially after winning the Cy Young last year. Tonight, I think, is another ample opportunity for the Braves. And also, it's Usher bobblehead night, isn't it?
It definitely is. And I don't know if that coincides with a winning formula or not, but Chris Sale being on the mound certainly speaks volumes for Atlanta. I mean, he's just kind of been that guy that, you know, he commands the game with his presence. I mean, there's a reason why he is who he is. Austin Riley talked about him before the game. It's special to go out there and play behind a guy that they believe is going to be a Hall of Famer. And he has a very good case, and we can do another show on that sometime. But you look at the degree of dominance that Chris Sale has among starting pitchers in the game right now and over the course of his career, he is in that upper echelon. And that is a special thing to have out there, especially when you need to win a series or stop a losing streak. He has gone out there, taken the ball, and tried to do everything humanly possible on his behalf to deliver these outings, and we're seeing them time and time again. You look up and it's, oh, 6 innings, 10 strikeouts, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts, 1 run. I mean, that's the kind of performance you come to expect from Chris Sale. It might have taken him a little while to kind of work his way through April, but the last couple of months, Carl, I mean, it's looked like vintage Chris Sale, and the Braves simply just need more of it as we go forward, because it's a big part of the foundation of winning games has been what they're getting in this rotation, and I think that this rotation can continue to do that.
And he may as yet be an all-star, you know, keep stacking some wins in the time.
Yeah, he should be.
And Grant, you know, I've been saying this all day, so you tell me if I'm being too cuckoo, but the Mets have lost 4 in a row. Media up there is losing their mind. Sky is falling. And you got Chris Sale, we just talked about, going up against a guy in Blackburn who's been terrible.
Yeah, and those are the kind of matchups that you'd like to see, at least on paper. The game of baseball is weird, though. The Braves have had struggles against guys that, you know, you wouldn't think we're going to give them fits. I mean, we just saw in the Colorado series even that they weren't able to, you know, get off the schneid on Sunday and really back up the two wins they had right before that. So it's a weird thing sometimes, but again, as far as matchups are concerned, you want to take advantage of the favorable ones. You obviously, if you're talking about your divisional opponent and foe and longtime rival, you want to add to the miseries for them as much as you can. If they're in a losing streak of four games, you want to make it five games and in the process win a series. And that is how you start to climb back into relevancy, not just in the East, but also we got to keep an eye on that wild card. The Braves will whittle that number down a lot faster if they keep winning, I believe.
All right. Good news is, felt good last night, and things went our way, and that hasn't happened a whole lot, but you got some clutch performances. Let's hope that continues. And I wanted to ask you, too, while we have you, Grant, in regards to Alex Anthopoulos. Mike and I were having this question or this conversation earlier. I just want to get your thoughts, and we'll expand more on it as we move forward. But we were saying we think there is pressure on Alex to make a move or two. We feel like he probably will, but, you know, there are some Braves fans who feel like, oh, well, no, we just got to get right. The guys that are here have to get right. Where are you on this conversation? Do you feel like he's got to address some of this stuff? Or, hey, we can stay where we're at, and these guys are going to come on, and it'll be good enough at the end.
No, both things are true in terms of the ideal situation, but there is no world where you just stand pat and don't look for ways to make your club better and just expect for it to magically become better because it's been better in the past. Now, I say that full well, expecting that, look, these guys are capable of more. They should be able to do more, but they haven't to this point. So I think you have, and then Alex and his front office, I think, do as good a job of this as anybody, some real honest conversations about, okay, where are we right now? What do we need to get better? How do we make this club better? I think that's the way Brian Snitker described it, is the only thing Alex is guilty of is basically trying to find ways to make the club better. He never sleeps. He doesn't take time off. I mean, this is a guy that I think is driven to find the moves. Now, they're not always going to be there. And obviously, you can talk about whatever financial parameters are set up for different clubs that general managers have to operate under. But they're always looking, and they're always trying to find it. But it also doesn't line up with the time that everybody's dealing right now. But, of course, we saw one of the better sluggers in the league get traded, not on a whim, but out of necessity, basically out of Boston and over to San Francisco. So things can happen, but the Braves don't need to go trade for a Rafael Devers to fix their issues. I think they just need to address the areas, particularly strengthen the bullpen, and maybe find that one more hitter that can help him. Maybe Jerickson Profar is able to contribute something. I hope so. I think the Braves hope so. But I feel like they're out there, they're evaluating, they're looking, and they're trying to figure out where they can match up and get somebody or some bodies in here to help out, especially if they start to surge and can get back to 500 and beyond.
Great stuff, Grant. We'll talk tomorrow. Go Bravos. Let's see what happens tonight. Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, guys, coming back. Strong arm story of the day. Big news in the NBA. And we got a few other things we need to fill you in on. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Big story, of course, today is the Bravos and a big win and the showing all the clutch, all the things we just spoke about with Grant. But the big story outside of Atlanta today is money, 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 money. The Bus family that bought the Lakers from Jack Kent Cook. And if you like me, and I don't know, not everybody has HBO, but Winning Time, that documentary on the Lakers was so good because everybody looked exactly like the person they were playing and they were great. They found a guy who looked like Kareem, found a guy who looked like Magic. But I got like they got everything. And, of course, John C. Reilly playing Dr. Jerry Buss. And just what a hustler he was. And now he had to put the deal together. $67.5 million to buy the Lakers from Jack Kent Cook, who took the money and, in part, you know, owned the Washington, then Redskins. And then, of course, the rest is history. Now the valuation, according to ESPN and Sporting News, the Buss family, and this is just majority control. So it's not the whole kit and caboodle to the a group. Number of people who are involved in the Dodgers ownership group for $10 billion. That's one of the stories. So $10 billion is what the valuation is for the Lakers. And then the other story that Carl and I had some fun with today, talking about the money, is what is a true evaluation for Lamar Jackson, who, remember, years ago was representing himself and his family. And a lot of folks said, where is this going to go? Eventually, he did get more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. But, Carl, as we said, you know, earlier in the show, in 4th-and-1, then the market resets itself. So somebody asked Lamar Jackson about it today, which then got everybody who covers the NFL's gums flapping about, uh-oh, is Lamar in line for another raise?
I would tell you yes. Do you guys realize what his numbers were last year? Do you know? Go ahead, Mike. Check it out.
Oh, yeah. No, it was better than the guy that won the MVP.
And listen,
that's just me.
Well,
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was great, okay? But he threw 41 touchdowns. 41. It's not the touchdowns that are the stat. It's the interceptions. And when you look at Lamar and you go, all right, why do you feel like he should have won MVP again last year? Well, everybody used to say, well, Lamar Jackson will never throw over 4,000 yards. He did. He'll never be a 40-touchdown guy. He was. But it wasn't the 41 touchdowns. It was the 41 and 4 interceptions. I think Lamar right now, okay, and I put Joe Burrow up here as well, Mike. Burrow carried the Bengals week in and week out. Joe, I'm going to need you to throw 5 touchdowns. No problem. I got y'all. They were in every game because of Burrow. There are very few guys that you can literally say, I need you to be special every week, and he can do it. Lamar's one of those guys. So, look, I don't think he's going to pound his feet and pound the desk about getting a raise or looking like, you know, I need to be up there in the top 5 again. But I do think if they win a Super Bowl, which he, by the way, one of the quotes he said today was, I looked at all of our losses last year and I feel bad about, you know, he says, I never get over a loss. They lost to the Bills. But he said, we're coming back with vengeance. That was the quote today talking about, you know, trying to get back to a Super Bowl. If he does that, Mike, then he will have every right to do that if he puts up these kind of numbers right again.
Mark Andrews gets the heat for being the guy that blew it. You know, he did the drop and obviously the big drop and the fumble. But then, you know, Lamar also did, you know, have a cough up of his own and a pick. So he's got to be a little bit cleaner in those games. But I still think, and this is the great debate, and I think the writers that voted for Josh Allen, and it was basically one of the closest MVP ballots in years. Years ago, we actually had a split MVP. I thought this year they could have split it with Josh Allen because the argument is Josh Allen doesn't have anybody you'd ever have on your fantasy team as a wide receiver. And you got Zay Flowers, you got Mark Andrews, and of course, you got Derrick Henry. But I've always said that, you know, James Cook, and they've got to pay him, by the way, at some point. He does not have an extension on his current deal, but James Cook is a rock star. But either way, that was the argument that Lamar had more weapons. Here's Lamar, and it kind of got people talking about the money today.
You know, I never discuss contract situations here. But, yeah, I don't want to talk about it. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, because then it becomes the story, right? As soon as he says, what you think, I need $400 million? Oh, Lamar said he needs $400 million. Like, it's not even worth it. I love his attitude as far as he's always been like, nobody cares. That's his deal. Nobody cares. Work harder, nobody cares. Like, at the end of the day, everybody always talks about, oh, he deserves this, he deserves that. Go earn it, and he's done that. But, Mike, there's no debating for me. Like, when I look at this list of guys that are getting paid, and as I said, take Mahomes off the list because everybody wants to talk about how many Super Bowls he's won. Nobody's won Super Bowls in the last 10 years except Mahomes.
Yeah, I know, and that's – you're looking up at him. Now, Jalen Hurts has got a nice chunk of change, but the highest-paid quarterbacks, and this is where you start going, wait a minute here, because no way that Jordan Love has got the resume yet. You know, his contract, he had the benefit of sitting behind Aaron Rodgers when he finally got a chance to produce. He did, and the second year he was really good. But Trevor Lawrence signed that money, and he can't stay healthy. You know, Tua Tagovailoa is a giant question mark. You know, and, you know, we talked about Brock Purdy earlier. Jared Goff has certainly reclaimed his career in Detroit. But Lamar Jackson, if you're looking up at Brock Purdy and Trevor Lawrence, yeah, some guys would be in their back over that. But this gets us back to the Julio argument, where Julio was the highest paid wide receiver. And then eventually there were guys that were not even in his league that were making more money. And that's what drove him to be getting the big raise at age 30. But Lamar could certainly have a better argument now in the prime of his career.
Yeah, it's look, and you talk about all these allegedly elite quarterbacks. There's really only a couple guys. Everybody else falls into the other category.
Well, Dak Prescott shouldn't be making more money than him either.
No, I totally agree. And again, we talked about, you know, with the Brock Purdy situation. Oh, well, you don't want to start over. I love that excuse because that's what it is. Because I'm going to tell you, I think you could have thrown any one of these quarterbacks in there with Kyle Shanahan and they would have did the same or better than what Brock Purdy did. Take any one of these quarterbacks. Give Kyler Murray Kyle Shanahan. You're going to tell me he didn't put those numbers up? Like, I feel like that's the difference with Brock
Purdy.
But
here's the thing about Kyler Murray. I see Kyler Murray's one of these guys. I still don't know what he is, and I don't know where – it's kind of like the Kyle Pitts argument. Where do you put it on his shoulders? Where do you put it on the offensive coordinator?
Yeah.
He got Cliff Kingsbury fired, right? And Kingsbury did a nice job in his first year with a new quarterback, you know, Jaden Daniels. So I don't know. I mean, we had high hopes for Kyler Murray, and he just kind of like floats in. Are they going to make a playoff run? Are they going to get back? You know, they go and they get Marvin Harrison Jr. They don't vibe at all to the level people expected the first year either.
Yeah, I think Kyler Murray is one of the most dynamic playmakers in the NFL at quarterback. Do I think he got his money too soon, Mike? Yeah, they caved. He whined and cried, right. And then they said, oh, well, we're going to pay you. My point about that is, though, he has the ability, and I think he's more talented than Brock Purdy, and you put him in that situation, he produces just as much. Is he worth the money that Purdy got? Because he got more than Kyler Murray, and we all lost our minds got his money.
They're identical. Now, Kyler Murray can pick him up and put him down. Purdy can move as well, but obviously Murray can do it with his feet. But, again, these are pedestrian quarterback numbers. Same thing as Purdy, the 21 touchdowns in a year. That's 1978 NFL.
Well, and that was my issue. 404-726-0929. You can text us, guys. Let us know what you think. I just find it interesting when we start talking about these particular group of guys. And there's, again, and I'm going to put Matthew Stafford in there, by the way. Because Matthew Stafford, to me, was undervalued in Detroit all those years when it wasn't his fault and the team building was crap. And he was good.
Right, he got the tag that he couldn't win the big one, kind of like Kirk Cousins.
Goes to an organization and a head coach that knows what he's doing and a general manager in Les Snead. Look what happens. Matthew Stafford is one of these. Now, he's up there now, but imagine, again, put Matthew Stafford with a guy like Sean McVay 10 years ago.
Right.
How much do they win?
No, but that's the thing. You look at like Kyler Murray as far as passing yards, touchdowns. You know, you're on the cusp of the top 10, but you got some money. And Trevor Lawrence is the one who can't stay healthy. Tua is a guy that like, I think Tua is dynamic to a point, but that's another guy that the Dolphins. This gets back to the same argument the Giants had a couple years ago. You got a quarterback who's okay, but you're so afraid of the unknown and never getting back to finding that next quarterback that you give a guy some big money. And Daniel Jones, he's not worth it. And I think in Trevor Lawrence, you know, I thought coming out of college, the surest guy I thought in the recent, last 10 years that was drafted as a quarterback to be a success in the NFL, I thought was Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think most of us did. Now, how much of this is he can't stay healthy, the circumstances? Did him no favors by having Urban Meyer there for like a drive-by as a coach in 1 year. But Peterson's a good offensive coach, and they couldn't make it work either.
Yeah, look.
I mean, they didn't get to the playoffs with him.
Injuries have set him back. And look, I'm not going to make excuses for him. They weren't able to do some things. Even Peterson talked about it when he was there and he was hurt and he wanted to play. They were limited. I'm just hoping he's passed all of that and is completely healthy, and let's see what he really has. He does have a playoff win, though, and that's more than the guy like Tua or some of these other quarterbacks that we're talking about has. And so he's shown that he can do it, but he's not been consistent, Mike, and that's been the issue. Mm-hmm. But you know what they're paying him for? The tools. They're not paying him because of his accomplishments. And that's the thing about Trevor Lawrence. It's like, can we win a Super Bowl with Herbert? Herbert hadn't won anything. But you feel like he's got the tools to do it, and so you're willing to cut the check. That's what we're really talking about.
He only had 23. Now, granted, their wide receiver core is a work in progress. They're going to draft. They addressed it, I should say, in the offseason. But he only had 23 touchdowns last year.
And that's what I'm saying. So all of these guys that we think are going to be the next big thing, and this is the group, you know, behind the guys we're talking about, Lamar and obviously Patrick Mahomes, even though they're playing at the time that these guys are, you're expecting in the next 7 to 10 years that Herbert's going to win one. You would have thought Trevor Lawrence would be in this conversation. Next 7 to 10 years, Mike, before he gets out of this thing, he's going to win one.
I mean, Kirk Cousins, as bad as he was in missing the final games, had comparable numbers to some of these guys who are making crazy loot.
And that's what's crazy. But
and Kirk made $45 million. Don't get me. But it's a bargain compared to what you're getting for the other dudes.
No doubt. It is, man. Braves in action tonight, guys. I mentioned this to Grant. It is Usher bobblehead night. First 15,000 fans are going to get that Usher. I think he's on roller skates. Have you seen this? It's pretty cool. Like you know.
Like when he's on stage?
Yeah, exactly. Like his performances and stuff. But pretty cool stuff there. Bottom line for the Braves, as we continue this conversation, we'll dive more into it tomorrow. Company holiday, guys, Juneteenth, and maybe many of you are off as well. We're back Friday, Twin Peaks, but we will get into what happens not only tonight but heading in to the weekend as we take on the Marlins. My hope is we're talking about a sweep. That's what I'm hoping. I hope we get into a sweep, and then, Mike, we've gained some ground, and maybe then we can talk about what's going on with the Marlins and maybe taking advantage of that team as well. But listen, they're not a pushover either. So we're going to see about that.
Mm. I tell you what, man, we were just talking off the air about where the Falcons are and things that have to happen this year. You look at the stuff, just because we were looking at the Buffalo Bills roster, because we just got the argument about Josh Allen versus Lamar Jackson. You could argue that we've got the better skilled position players than both those teams.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, Derrick Henry is a man. I mean, like, he's a force of nature, but it's certainly at the wide receiver. I know that Mark Andrews has been really good, and you've got decent tight end play in Buffalo. But as far as wide receivers, I mean, Zay Flowers or Drake London, who'd you like to start a team with?
Well, here's the thing then. How are they winning in Buffalo?
Well, they got a defense. We don't have one. Now, we think we do. They've got Buffalo's
Buffalo
got a good,
scored 30 a game.
But I'm saying the Ravens. I mean, the Ravens have a great defense, but Buffalo's got the X factor in Josh Allen.
Okay, because I was going to say, we were talking about Buffalo's wide receivers. Yeah, they scored 30 a game in like 8 or 9 of their games last year. They were leading the league in
but
scoring.
But that's the argument for him over Lamar Jackson for MVP, that those guys are stiffs. Point I'm making is, if Michael Penix Jr. is protected and he develops like he should, we should be able to win 10 or 11 games in the NFC, even with this schedule, because you've got a tremendous – how many teams have a Bijan Robinson, a Drake London?
Yeah.
You know, just those two alone.
See, the deal with Josh Allen, to answer your question, is he makes those guys better. That's what we're talking about. When you go look at these scores, and we forget last year.
So then he should have been MVP.
No. He didn't put up as better numbers than Lamar.
Well, his numbers are comparable.
But Lamar makes his guys better. That's the argument. And by the way, Josh ran more than Lamar last year, and everybody said, oh, Lamar, all he does is run. He didn't run as much. Josh ran way more.
He had more rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson.
So that's been the argument, right? So all the things that you said he does too much of or he won't be able to get away from, he did, and then they still didn't give it to him. Either way, it's a great debate. It's not going to change anything.
Oh, no. All I'm saying is, if you're looking, if our defense has its ish together, because the Ravens obviously have always had a solid defense, although at times it took a while to get it back on track last year.
Yeah.
With Penix, Bijan, Drake, Darnell Mooney, and Pitts, whatever the hell he's going to be this year, that's pretty darn good. And it was good enough to have us in the catbird seat to win this division last year.
It was good last year until it wasn't. I totally agree. Hey, we got to get out of here. Chris has got the night show. Great job, Garrett. Thank you for filling in. As always, the Dominator out today. We're back on Friday, guys. Twin Peaks in Buckhead, as a matter of fact. Day-Day, great job. Let's get out of here and clear our throat. Hey, thanks to our guest, Sam Mitchell, for stopping by. Check out Sam. He's on XM Sirius Radio, NBA analyst. He does NBA TV. He says, hey, they can win this game tonight. I don't buy it, but okay. He says Halliburton, as good as he is, they can win this game at home, maybe take it to seven games. We're going to see. We'll be talking about that as well. Also, thanks to Grant for stopping by. Big win last night. Let's build on it, Braves. Mike Bell, let's get out of the way, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, said it last week. I'll say it again. The TV numbers of the Stanley Cup have been dreadful. You know, the NBA's taking a bit of a hit. They're still going to be like light years ahead of where the NHL is. I just don't know what more the NHL can do. I did kind of figure it out, and I apologize for banging on the hometown network. TNT's play-by-play team, not as good as ESPN's. And as much as I get into Sean McDonough, what do you mean, me? Oh, now you want me now, huh? Yeah, McDonough and Razor are just better than Kenny Albert and the broadcast team. And as much as, you know, Wayne Gretzky is Wayne Gretzky the great one, and, you know, Henrik, you got all these guys that are good to look at, Carl, not very interesting to listen to. The whole production, that's one area where ESPN did excel. I do think ESPN, I don't know what the NHL does to change their ratings, but I don't think TNT was helping them, Carl, in this Stanley Cup final.
It's a great point. It really is. Congratulations, by the way, to Florida Panthers. We're not taking anything away from them, but boy, Mike's right about that. Hey, guys, Ronald Acuna, he's back! He's doing everything. I mean everything. And all the worries and concerns about what he might be limited doing, don't worry about it. Mike mentioned it. He got caught in a rundown. Who cares?
Don't do anything. Just fall down.
It's not that big of a deal. What is a big deal is having him on the field for the rest of the season. And if that means him taking it out like that, okay. But then it also means him making a catch in the outfield and getting a double play to extend the game. Acuna for life. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you got great seats tonight, but you're stuck with two Mets fans sitting behind you.
Forget about it.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.